attorney, popular speaker, and the author of 20 books, including the book Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and right in your children's classrooms. Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Now that America is importing most of the ingredients in our prescription drugs and the majority of the foods we eat, it's important to look behind the label. It may or may not tell you where the products come from. Your prescription drugs may be coming from communist China. Drug research in China has fallen under a cloud because 13 of the top 20 global drug makers have set up research and development centers in China. Yes, it's cheaper to do research there, but as one auditor said, with cheaper research comes greater risk. For example, researchers did not report the results of animal studies about a drug already being tested in humans, a breach described by the drug researchers as a mortal sin. Auditors also report that Chinese workers did not properly monitor clinical trials, and they paid hospitals in ways that could be seen as bribery. Free trade is bringing us fish raised in China's six rivers. By the time the fish swim to the fish ponds, the water has been accumulating raw sewage, agricultural pesticides, and the heavy metal output of poorly regulated industrial plants. China's planned purchase of pork producer Smithfield Foods for $4.5 billion has U.S. officials concerned about how this could affect the safety and availability of heparin. That's an important blood thinner derived from pig intestines that is widely used in U.S. heart surgery and kidney dialysis. In 2007 and 8, 94 Americans died after being treated with contaminated heparin. An increasing percentage of vaccines is manufactured in China and sold in U.S. pharmacies. China boasts of 30 vaccine-producing companies that will soon be producing 1 billion doses a year.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Want your voice heard? At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we want to hear your firsthand experience with the U.S. unemployment crisis. Where did the jobs go? Is the solution more government spending or cutting taxes? Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
With new and ever-increasing health threats on the rise, there has never been a more crucial time to support your immune system. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary new silver solution that is clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver, and is powerful enough to help protect you and your family from deadly viruses, bacterias, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, highly effective, and perfect for everyday use inside the body as well as out. The science Digest Journal says, silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern science. Supernatural Silver is the number one choice of thousands for improved health and immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver can change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. And use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all, by mail, anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. free memberships, and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
This is the Alternative Media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended Constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth, the puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the New World Order. Prepare yourself. This is the Alternative Media with your host, Farron.
Hello and welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, and propaganda, the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance at all of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, March 29th, 2014. We're in the third hour, taking your phone calls all this hour. If you'd like to join in, 1-800-313-9443. I'm going to ask everyone to keep it to 2-3 minutes, let everyone have a chance. We had a lot of phone calls. I mean, the board op said we could have done another hour last week. We had a lot of phone calls. And doing an hour, giving the listeners the chance to speak, is important to me to give everyone an opportunity. It doesn't matter if you're agreeing or disagreeing. If you'll keep it respectful, you can have your opinion heard here. We're going to go to the phones. We've got Art off the grid. How you doing today, my friend?
Hey, good morning, Farron. Yeah, this won't take but just a couple minutes. I can throw this out real quick. I'm glad you brought up the whole topic of Easter there, because I've been trying to get people to understand this for a long time. I've done my research, and I am of old world tradition myself, so I know a little something about what I'm talking about here. Truth is, nothing in Christianity is original. Everything comes from other pre-Christian cultures and traditions, and it all revolves around astrology and natural magic. For example, Christmas. Christmas is a mix of Indo-Persia culture, look at the Indo-Persian god Mithra, and mixed with some Germanic Norse, which is Yule. You have Halloween, which is of old Celtic tradition, mixed with some aspects of German, old German tradition. You see, the difference between myself and people like me is we know and we understand exactly what it is we're doing, and we understand the origins of the ritual events and celebrations in which we engage. We are not fooled or brainwashed by modern-day ideological scribes and Pharisees, as most people today are. The truth is that everything, and I do mean everything, in Christianity can be found in virtually every other pre-Christian culture and religion throughout history. Everything from the time of the birth, Immaculate Conception, number of disciples, age, when they started their ministry, miracles performed, terms of references like Lord of Lord, King of King, Light of the World, Alpha Omega, the death, the resurrection. There are dozens of examples, dozens of cultures predating Christianity, which all share the same qualities. Nothing original about Christianity, and Christianity is also riddled with a lot of magic and rituals, witchcraft. Anyone or any group who thinks their way is the only true way is a fool. Rosie O'Donnell had it right when she said, radical Christianity is just as dangerous as radical Islam. Remember the words of Buddha when he was talking about how it did not matter what religion or philosophy you followed, when he said, you may have never heard of me or my philosophy, but any man who lives the good life and does what he knows in his heart is right is one with me. And one other thing, ladies and gentlemen, ask yourself, why the only people recognized as clergy are those who went to some theology school and got a degree? Have you ever wondered why that is? Ask yourself, why can one not become a minister to the people simply by a true calling without having to go to school, to get a degree by way of religious indoctrination. Could it be because this is how they use religion as another form of government to control the minds of the people? Just something to think about, folks.
Hey, thank you so much, Art. Thanks for the phone call. We're going to go to David in Boston. Then we got Obi in Colorado, Tom in Brooklyn. David, how you doing today, sir?
I'm doing fine, Fran, and I really enjoy your show. And then I'm looking forward to listening to Darren Weeks and Govern America. Hey, you know what prompted me to call, Fran, is this business about the world's policeman. It's my contention, Fran, that the great global super Satan is impersonating a police officer. And what I contend is the great global super Satan is not the world's policeman. The great global super Satan is the world's arch criminal.
Wow, that's an interesting take on it, David. I don't think I've ever heard it put quite that way. And I mean, what's your opinion when no matter what seems to happen in the world, the United States government will spin it to where, and in my opinion, the most hypocritical is when they try to spin it to where they're going to, for humanitarian reasons, of all things, this government that practiced torture and rendition will spin it as humanitarian efforts to go over and police and invade or even go to war with a country. And then, of course, you know, they never declare war, but they'll openly call it war. Barack Obama, in his speech at Brussels, called it a war with Iraq. But, you know, there was no declaration of war. I mean, the hypocrisy is just tantamount. It's just, it's unbelievable. And then, of course, our media doesn't call him on it. So a lot of the people don't maybe see it that way because they're locked in mainstream media. Your opinions on all that, David?
Well, let's see. A lot's going through my mind, Sharon, but, you know, I'll just point out that, you know, in ancient Israel, in Deuteronomy 28, when it talks about the national blessings for obedience, and then followed by the national cursings for disobedience. But one of the national blessings is that the Israelites would be victorious in all their wars. And one of the curses was that the Israelites would go down in defeat and be scattered in all their wars if they disobeyed the Lord. So what I've noticed, Fallon, is the last war that we actually won was, and evidently we had God's blessing on this, is when our politicians obeyed our Constitution, which many believe is a divinely inspired document, and the Congress declared war, you know, against Nazi Germany and Imperial Japan, and we won World War II. God blessed us with victory. But since World War II, in Korea, Vietnam, Iraq, Afghanistan, on and on, you know, we haven't followed the constitutional mandates. Congress hasn't declared war in any of these in these wars since World War II. They're all unconstitutional, illegal, immoral wars, and we've lost all of them. We're still plagued by North Korea, and we're still little North Korea can push us around. We didn't win in Korea. We lost in Vietnam. Really, we lost in Iraq, no question about it. Al-Qaeda's taken over Iraq again. Karzai's snuggling up to Putin now and everything. We're leaving Afghanistan with our tails between our legs. Karzai won't even agree to leave a residual NATO force in Afghanistan. Basically, he's just saying, get the hell out and don't come back. So, you know, because we're, yeah, because imperial presidents, Fallon, are not following the law. They think they're above the law. You know, in other words, you know, I hope I'm not rambling too much, but, you know, Obama isn't even making obeisance to the War Powers Act anymore. At least some of these other words, they, like Bush, at least checked in with Congress. It was a phony congressional vote. But at least he nodded his head to Congress. He checked in with Congress. Now Obama is just running rampant. He's not even checking in with Congress. And the War Powers Act only allows him to attack another country if we're immediately threatened or impelled. And even then, he only has 6 months. And then Congress has to either declare war or we have to, we have to stop the war. But look at how long that Afghanistan war went on. It went on longer than any other war, an undeclared war, and it certainly went well beyond the 6 months of the war that's authorized by the War Powers Act. So
also, David, bankrupting our country in the process. I mean, I think that's sometimes the big story of the massive indebtedness, and I think that these protracted wars is their goal. They go into this knowing they're going to stay there forever. We're still in North Korea. We're still in Japan. We're still in Germany. Once we get there, we never leave, and I think that is the goal. We're coming up on a break. I'll give you the last word. We've got about 30 seconds real quick, David. There wasn't 30 seconds. I'm hearing music. I'm sorry about that. We're going to come back with Obi, then Tom in New York, Michael in New York. Stay with us. Back in moments.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Woo, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
We're back on the Alternative Media Fair and taking your phone calls for the rest of the broadcast. 1-800-313-9443. I wanted to get this in while I've got a minute. Go to the website, republicbroadcasting.org. The pledge drive's going on right now. Go to the website and support republicbroadcasting.org to keep broadcasts like this and the network on the air. We're going to go back to the phones. We've got Obi in Colorado, then Tom in Brooklyn, Michael in New York coming up. Obi, how you doing today?
I'm doing really well, Fair, and I heard of a news story from Michael Rivero yesterday, and it kind of got me to putting the pieces of a puzzle together Obama fired about a half a dozen more nuclear commanders, you know, on supposedly they were cheating on evaluations, and he got rid of them. Well, and it was shortly after that they announced that there could be a terrorist attack anywhere along the East Coast from South Carolina north. And Lindsey Graham, you know, last October was talking about a nuclear terror attack hitting Savannah Harbor. And then, you know, shortly after that, Putin even announced that there had been a nuclear explosion about 200 miles off the east coast of the United States, you know, in South Carolina. And I think they're getting ready to pull a nuclear false flag attack in this country.
Well, you know, I think there's a lot of credibility to that. I mean, you know, if you were listening to the first hour, it's just out this week, Turkey exposed trying to plan a false flag event to justify war with Syria. And as we see, it looks like the whole world is kind of taking the point of view of seeing the mask come off of Barack Obama and the United States with a hypocrisy that we're seeing from this administration, and then, of course, the economy continuing to worsen. A false flag event right now or in the foreseeable future would, in their opinion, I would suppose, galvanize America and get us back on track supporting the government no matter what. So in my opinion, Obi, the timing of it would be right. And also, as you pointed out, there has been a lot of telegraphing, as always seems to lead up to these type of events, of some kind of event like this. I mean, you really can't argue with that, can you?
No, sir, you can't. And I think they're so desperate because everything in the economy is failing. And, you know, the globalists who run everything through, you know, the Rothschilds who basically call the shots everywhere, they want this third world war. And a lot of it has to do with their depopulation agenda and trying to call the herd, as they like to say. And so I think they're very desperate about that.
And, you know, Obi, when you bring that up, I mean, when you put all of the pieces of the puzzle together, I mean, we've watched as Homeland Security is buying armored vehicles, sheriff's departments are buying armored vehicles, the millions of bullets, the legislation to indefinitely detain Americans, even assassinate Americans. I mean, all of this has come about in recent years and even recent months. And then at the same time, I mean, the whole world, in my opinion, is thumbing its nose at, they're tired of the big bully tactics. They're tired of the lies. They're tired of the hypocrisy. They're tired of this notion of starting wars to save the peace. So, I mean, when you put it all together, I mean, I'm a firm believer that if a situation like that arose of any kind now, the American people have got to be the most, they've got to look at it with one eyebrow up and really be suspect that this government is once again involved with a false flag event to get us to justify their foreign policy and their policy here in the United States of listening to us. A false flag event would condone, they would be like, yes, see, that's why we've got to listen to everybody. That's why we've got to read your emails. That's why you can't have any privacy. And all this at the same time, they keep the southern border wide open. I mean, it boggles my mind, Obi, but I think you're onto something there.
Well, thanks a lot, Farron. That's all I have for you today. And I just like to tell everybody, please give to RBN. You guys are doing an invaluable service to us. And, you know, we need to keep you on the air.
Well, hey, thank you for that. Thank you. Go to the website, donate, support Republic Broadcasting. Taking your phone calls for the rest of the broadcast, 1-800-313-9443. We're going to Tom in Brooklyn and Michael in New York. Tom, how you doing? Thanks for holding.
Oh, I'm having a wonderful day. I'm watching all of this stuff going on all over the world and how they're putting a spin on it and changing your reality. You know, Farron, we got to talk about a couple of little things here, but I got to reprogram your mind to think, to break the controlled media brainwashing. Okay? It's really easy. What, in your opinion, was the most violent society or country that was ever on the face of the earth?
Wow, throughout history?
Mm-hmm.
The most violent society.
And actually, one of the most successful, but not overtly?
Hmm. I'm not exactly sure where you might be leading with this. I mean,
okay, you're going to really love this because, you know, everybody's an expert on every one of these components. They talk about it every day, but they haven't got the courage or the foresight to put a string through it and see that they're all codependent on each other. Interesting situation. Do you know who the Khazars are?
Yes.
Okay, who are the Khazars? Where did they come from?
The Khazars was a community south of Russia that was, all part of the book that we interviewed Tex Mars on, that are not Jews but claim to be Jews.
Exactly. Okay, let me ask you another question, which you may be very comfortable with. In what year did Khazaria hijack Judaism?
Wow. You know, I read that entire book, but I really don't know.
Okay. It's neither here nor there because it was before we were born. Okay. All right. How many real historic Jews are running Israel right now?
Well, according to Tex Mars, darn few.
Okay. Folks, listen to me carefully. All right? Throughout history and throughout the manipulation of the media and finances and influence, Khazaria has taken over, okay, Israel. Now, you're going to hear, well, big deal. Okay, right? All right, it's a big deal. It is a big deal. All right? The people who did not sign on to the change from Christianity to Judaism, okay, became the gypsies, all right? And the whole Jewish media has always be careful of the gypsies. These are the evil people. They had to be nomadic because they would be exterminated, okay? They were hated by the Khazars. Now, here, let me, what does this have to do with anything? I'm going to tell you what this has to do with everything, right? The Khazars have been behind most of the wars. They're a warlike people, okay? We know that, all right? Now, Khazar, where was Khazaria? You said, well, it was in the lower part of Russia. No, it was in Ukraine. And the capital of Khazaria was, guess, what's the name of that port city that everybody's making a big deal over right now? Come on, Farron, you know the name.
The Crimea.
Yeah. Okay. Hold on. Let me get.
We're going to have 2 minutes.
Putin, right? Putin gave sovereign immunity under the protection of Russia to that area. Now, you're going to see in the next 5 years, in the mainstream media, the right to return. Okay? And you're going to think it's the right of the Palestinian people to return to Palestine. But in fact, they will use that as a stone to step up to, we're going back to Khazaria. They have a sovereign nation under the protection of...
Hold that thought, Tom. I'll let you finish it on the other side of the break. You're listening to The Alternative Media with Farron. Back in moments.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine, free memberships, and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
We're back on the Alternative Media Fair in the studio, joined by Tom in Brooklyn. Then we got Michael in New York, Renee coming up. Hey, Tom, that's an interesting theory. Have not heard that. And
well, here, it's more than a theory. You can find out by going into the Encyclopedia Judaica that Palestine was not their first site for the promised land. That was the Jewish thing. They are not Jews, in fact.
Well, do this for me. I got a lot of people backed up. Wrap it up for me here in about
okay, 10 I'll wrap it up for you.
I'm not cutting you short. That's interesting. I wanted to make sure you had time to finish what you were saying.
Okay. I'll put a quick string through it for the rest of the people who are waiting. The internal struggle you have right now is between, in Ukraine, is between the Khazars, and you're ready for this? Do you know who the Ukrainians are? They're the Cossacks, the white Christians, that do not want to be subjugated by these people.
Interesting. Hey, thanks for the phone call, Tom. Thanks for the phone call. We're going to go to Michael in New York. Michael, thanks for holding. How you doing today, sir?
Good morning, sir. I'm doing well. Thank you, sir. The only thing on that the role Khazarians doesn't add up is because why are they Christ haters? I mean, they're not real Jews. Why do they hate Jesus the Christ so bad? Of course, they're really the old Jews from old Palestine during the Roman period. Now, with our going back a few calls back, Art, everything you said is spot on. Totally. All these religions and stuff, the churches, another political power base to subdue, control, and milk the people left and right. However, no one seems to understand the old history of this planet, and at the birth of Jesus, it was a grand cycle repeating itself, and it fulfilled everything. That's why Jesus' birth was known as the fulfillment. And the history of this planet and the all the supernatural abilities mankind possessed a long time ago that Jesus fully demonstrated is totally unknown today. For the most part, the people today are very trapped in materialism. They don't understand the supernatural activities of this creation. And that's what Christianity, true Christianity, was always about, Mr. Christianity, the secret teachings of Jesus the Christ, and immortality. That's what this is all about. Everything going on right now comes down to that. And that brings us to where we are with these devils running the planet, trying to deny mankind from accessing the whole truth about what they are and what they are not, and what God is and what he isn't, so we could truly be free. As the Lord said, I am come I am the way, the truth, and I am come to bring abundance, and I am the way to set, I will set you free. Paraphrasing and all. So this is what it all comes down to, and these devils will not allow us to access this so we could all be truly free and independent. Which brings us to exactly what you're saying, Farron, that this guy Obama and our entire government are nothing but a bunch of hypocrites. Here they are, trying to set us up for another war, major conflict, as previous callers just stated. And let's take note that we do not manufacture anything anymore. When we go into a major war this time, where are we going to get our supplies? From Red China? And so we are being set up for the hard fall. This is all part of the United Nations agenda to finally destroy the Constitutional Republic of the United States and make sure that there is no bastion of freedom on this planet at all, so they can have their one world government and totally enslave everybody. I mean, just look at where the federal government has us now. You know, supposedly we're the land of the free. Besides, like you said, we destroy all these other countries, these damn hypocrites, full of crap that they are. Libya, we sent them back into caveman level of living, where they had a very civilized country, they were doing great, and of course we stole all the gold, and we meaning the Jewish bankers that we are working for with our military, and they give them fiat currency, like they're doing now with Ukraine and everywhere else. And just like what they've done to us, we are super deep in debt due to our federal government. Our country is buried in debt, a hole so deep we probably can't ever climb out of. We're supposedly free people, and yet you need a license to do everything, even to get married. Pretty soon, we're going to need a license to eat, to breathe, and to even be born. But we're the land of the free, yeah, and we are technically the land of the Jews and their fees and the home of their slaves. That's where we are today. So these guys are nothing but hypocrites all the way. And it's really incredible that anybody could buy what the media on mainstream is selling. But let's hope that the military wakes up and realizes what they're being set up for, a major loss, a major war, and a major loss. And let's not participate in any of these foreign conflicts anymore.
Oh, and you know, you were talking about the licenses. It brings to mind, here in this area, you have to have a license. You have to have a license to spray grass killer on your neighbor's yard. I mean, how far can it go? But, real quick, what was your thoughts on the story, Turkey planning a false flag event to get into a war with Syria, or at least an escalation, and the possibility to solve some of these problems that they're having at the moment? A new false flag event, Michael?
It's most likely, Farron. And what's really troubling is that they'll probably have to do it here, because I think all in all, the general attitude of the public here is that, you know, we're tired of all these wars. We're spread out around the world. They're bankrupting us. And so in order to really drag us in this time, they will have to probably do it here too. And that's why we have to keep our guard up. Make sure that they know we're aware of all this. And if it were to happen, we got to hang entire Homeland and Security, Department of Defense, and everything else that allowed this to happen here, because they're making big bucks off of us. supposedly to prevent all this, and if it does happen, they have to be held accountable first before anything else, and we have to hang them all. But I'm afraid that's inevitable in order to get the war launched.
Interesting. We're going to go. Thanks for the phone call, Michael. I appreciate you calling.
God bless, sir.
We're going to go to Renee. If you'd like to call and join us, 1-800-313-9443. Renee, how you doing? We've got about 4 minutes before we go to break.
Yes, I agree with him. The military needs to wake up. But the problem we have is there's a saying, never argue with a man whose livelihood depends on not being convinced. The thing is, people, when there's a paycheck, if they're emotionally or financially invested in a belief, they're going to be very reluctant to give that up. You know, but, you know, because the master has zero power, because these predominantly soft, rich, old, fat guys are not going to do their own dirty work. And the people in the police and military need to stop being the overseers to do the evil of these people. You know, there's a great article that came out today at Press TV, U.S. reducing native populations to refugees to build military bases. And it gives a great history of this, including what we've been talking about lately here in Alternative Media, the island of Diego Garcia, and how they terrorize these people. While Yahoo is running on the front page, oh, aren't we wonderful? We have in Washington, D.C., 10 dogs from rescued from Russia up for adoption. But what they're not covering is how our military took all the pet dogs on Diego Garcia and gassed them with military, the exhaust from military vehicles in front of the people, including their children, on Diego Garcia. The thing is, these people who are acting as the overseers for the master are what gives the master power. They're going to have to make a decision. Now, it could be one that financially and emotionally hurts them. But the thing is, it's just, you know, so hypocritical. Because, you know, we talk about cafeteria. You've maybe heard the term cafeteria Christian. Well, you know, we have cafeteria constitutionalists. People say they believe in the supreme law of the land called the Constitution. Well, what does the Constitution say? It says you're not supposed to have a standing army, which means every person who ever joined the military at this point broke the law. Okay? But you see, because military and police tend to be made up of conservatives and they don't want to see this fact, they just kind of they use selective memory to kind of like not think about that part because that's too uncomfortable. If you're going to be a truth seeker, a true truth seeker has to look at those truths that they don't like, not just the ones that they like.
We got about 20 seconds before we go to break. They're yours. Anything else you'd like to add, Renee?
Well, I suggest that people look at this article, how even in this country, we removed poor people from land to make national parks. We not just all over the world, including the Philippines and all over the world. This country has gone around taking land from people.
And you sent me that article. I will look at that. Thanks for the phone call. We come back. We've got Mike in North Carolina, Jim in Illinois. He's back in a moment. Stay with me.
Hi, Sandra Anderson here. How can you help Republic Broadcasting to win $20,000 at no cost to you and enter a chance to win $50,000? Download my Keller Williams app sweepstakes. If you have an iPhone, Android, or iPad mobile device, you can enter. You may not know me and are asking, how is this going to benefit RBN? Well, if I win the competition, I'm going to donate the $20,000 to Republic Broadcasting Network. See, John and I started Republic Broadcasting in 2004. Yes, I'm the wife, and I am a realtor with Keller Williams Realty. Here's all you do. Go to RBN's homepage at republicbroadcasting.org and look under RBN Updates and follow the directions. Tell your friends. It only take a minute of your time. and I would appreciate the support greatly, and so will you if you win the $50,000. The sweepstakes ends March 31st, and I know we can win this with your participation.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
We're back on the Alternative Media Fair in the studio. I want to say a special thanks to our lead researcher, Terry, scouring the globe for news and information. The website's thealternativemedia.com, alternativemedia.org. Taking your phone calls for the rest of the broadcast, 1-800-313-9443. We got Mike in North Carolina, then Jim in Illinois. Mike, how you doing today? What's on your mind?
Hey, good morning, Farron. How you doing?
Doing good.
I just wanted to call and commend you on the article you done on Easter. I thought that needed to be said. And it's definitely, like you said, it's an important part of why the churches don't make a stand much anymore. They don't even know what they believe or what they follow.
Well, it's interesting, you know, when you get into looking up some of the history of these different pagan rituals and how they have been pulled forward, you know, these things we're talking about with Easter or Ishtar, long before predating Jesus Christ. And one of the things that astounds me the most about it, if you look on a calendar, you can find out when the Passover is. But here we're moving Easter every year. It can vary 3 weeks because it's placed on the calendar through astrology. It's the first Friday after the first full moon after the spring equinox. And I'll be honest with you, Mike, raised in church, I was in my 30s, I guess, when I came to grip, figured all of this out. What's your thoughts about that?
Oh, well, yeah, I was never taught that in when I attended church either, Farron. It came to me, well, the Lord revealed it to me later in life as I got more away from the traditions of the church and really read and studied the Bible. And then you start learning those things because then you start learning about true history, you know. So, yeah, they definitely don't teach that in the churches. And people think, you know, Easter is just like Christmas or any of the other holidays. They think that there's nothing wrong with it. And we're foolish for even saying such stuff as that. But it's all true.
And the traditions of Halloween, I mean, they are adamantly pagan. And, you know, the churches embrace a lot of that now through Trunk or Treat or some of the other, I mean, and then there's some churches that have haunted trails and you name it. I mean, it runs from one, and not all churches. There's some that do stay away from these type of events. But I think it's important to discuss this because it's factual. It's something a lot of people don't know a lot about. Sometimes people have never heard anything about it. And just like talking about the days of the weeks and the months, all of this goes back to a lot of what people term as mythology, but we've kind of become uneducated to the history of how all of this come about or why it come about or why we do the things we do or what they really, really mean. I think the most fascinating part is finding out what these things really mean, and I'll let you answer that. And also your opinion, we've been talking about it this morning. Are things staged for a false flag event? I mean, what's happened in Turkey? And then just the whole shape that the country's in, the hypocrisy of this administration. I mean, your thoughts on all that?
Well, I'll just sum it up real quick. Like, red flag events, our history's full of them. And I know there's been other events worldwide, but our history's full of them. And it looks like we're well on our way to having another one. And the state of affairs of this country, we're ripe for judgment. I mean, just what we talked about with the pagan holidays, the pagan traditions, we condone abortion, we condone sodomy. I mean, we condone it all. And then we're supposed to expect God's blessings for it? I don't think so. I think what we're going to get is going to be the reverse of all that. And I think that's what's coming. You can see things escalating.
Yeah, you can almost just feel it as it's happening now as things continue to digress and worsen, even though the mainstream media tries to keep that face on it. Hey, I'll give you the last word, then we're going to go to Jim in Illinois. Anything else you'd like to add? I appreciate the phone call.
Oh, not fair. I'll jump off here and let him get on. Hey, I'll just say keep up the good work. Stuff like that does not get out very often, so it's good when you get to hear it.
Hey, thank you so much. Thank you so much. We're going to go to Jim in Illinois. Then we got John in Tennessee. Jim, thanks for holding. What's on your mind today?
Hey, good morning, Farron. Good morning, good people of the world. Anyway, woe be unto me because I have been distracted by the pagan worship in the church, the pagan holidays and ceremonies. I've been distracted by the plane. I've been distracted by the Ukraine, the Khazars. The corruption in Washington, I've been distracted, and I haven't done my due diligence as far as Libertas is concerned. I've been distracted by a constitution which has been used to perfect the slavery that I live in. I've been distracted by the great forefathers that helped to enslave me, and I've been a willing participant this day myself. I just get tired of this on and on and on. I says, you know, it's time for action, you know, and that means people have to start refusing to do things, to accept things. I read Israel Rondon. He gave his life up to the police, the powers that be, because he wanted to live free, and they wanted to bust in his door and harass him, arrest him, or whatever, and he is a dead man now. I just, people, you better wake up out there, you know, get off the pity potty, get down with doing the real thing, the nuts and bolts, you know. The cops ain't gonna help you, the military ain't gonna help you, nobody's gonna help you, but other free loving people,
They'll help you.
Thank you so much, Jim. I want to save a couple of minutes and get John on. He's been holding on. Thanks for the phone call. John in Tennessee, we've got about 3 minutes or so. They're yours. How you doing today?
All right. Good morning. I'm doing well, Farron. You know, I heard you talking about Easter. Did you know that we've got this so-called separation of church and state, but the Naval Observatory has an entire webpage dedicated to Easter. They can tell you when Easter was 2,000 years ago. They can tell you when Easter will be 2,000 years from now. You put it into their little search engine. So my question, when I came across their website, well, what is the Naval Observatory so concerned with Easter for, Farron? And the only thing that I could, the only conclusion I could arrive at is there's got to be some esoteric, occult truth besides, you know, Ishtar is what they're interested in. They're not interested in the resurrection of Jesus Christ. They're interested in the paganism. They're interested in the satanic. And to the previous caller, yes, the Luciferian, which is all of this stuff is real. That's what they're interested in. That's why NASA is so interested in outer space. That's why NASA has named all of their space missions from Apollo to Gemini to Olympia or whatever they're naming their missions now by pagan gods. That's what they're interested in. So how about some thoughts on you as far as why the Naval Observatory might be interested in it?
Well, you know, I need to check out that website. I'm not really surprised, though. I mean, the Army is kind enough to make sure that Satanists are taken care of if they prefer that type of religion. And then you mentioned, you know, the all of the ships for... oh, gosh, what's the name of those? Like the Challenger, the Columbia, they always use these type of names. And if you look up the reasons that they use these names, even earlier space flights, Apollo, they all have some kind of occultic meaning, or it goes back to Greek mythology or something like that. So there, I mean, we could do a whole show though, John, on Washington D.C. is awash with occult symbolism. The Washington Monument, the Pentagon, the statue on top of the Capitol building being laid out like an owl. We could go on. I mean, it's right there in front of everybody's face. Most people don't want to take time or don't want to come to grips with it's true.
All right, let me say this. First of all, Farron, I don't believe in Greek mythology. I really don't. I know that God said, thou shalt have no other gods before me, that he was a jealous God, which means that there must be other gods than the true God. Gods like Apollo, gods like Gemini, gods like Thor, gods like Zeus.
Hey, John, we got music.
All right.
Hey, maybe next week we'll discuss that a little further. That's a great show just to do, the occult symbolism in Washington, D.C. We're out of time. Support Republic Broadcasting. Republic Broadcasting's pledge drive's going on right now. Go to the website, support Republic Broadcasting. Until next week, when they come for your gold, give them the lead. When they come for your guns, give them the bullets first, and God help us all.